Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, we're back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here we are, Eagles with their most complete victory of the season, 5-2. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Keep going! Keep going!
Touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, here we are, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show will be here at 6, and then the Players Lounge with Cooper DeGene at 7. Ike.
Coop.
We talked on Friday.
Don't gloss over that. We got Cooper DeGene in the house tonight,
I know,
ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Damn, it's the first time, so we got to make sure we just don't just bypass that thing.
Well, we got 4 hours.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So when we spoke.
Today's just about Cooper DeGene being on the Players Lounge.
4 straight hours of promo. Pete would love it.
Yes.
So when we talked on Friday about this game, you know, you predicted a win, but I said to you, I was like, if they pull this game off, you're going to come in very fired up on Monday.
Yeah.
And it was a complete victory, and a victory that I don't know that any of us saw coming. So I ask you, after watching that performance, where are you at today?
Well, I'm 10 toes down, back in, on our way to New Orleans. That's what I'm at. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I mean, not only did they get the win, and listen, I predicted them to win, but I didn't know it would be in such a dominant fashion as it was in the second half of that game yesterday. Listen, I was ready to get away with a nail biter. I would have been perfectly fine with a 3-point win and been just as happy. But I'm ecstatic about where this team is at right now and how they continue to grow as a team, and they've gotten better each week since the bye week. Listen, they had some things they needed to iron out the first month of the season. It's never pretty to go through. It's never comfortable to go through, especially when you're not winning games. It's hard to accept and be resilient and sort of continue to believe in the vision when you're going through the games they went through prior to the bye week. I get that. So I'm not faulting any fan that had their concerns early in the season. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing. But I do take a little solace and a little vindication. And I preached about being patient. And at 2-2, this team was starting to, or they still had the opportunity to achieve their goals. Listen, we're 3 games since the bye week. They're sitting at 5-2. It was a good win yesterday. And here's the great thing about what they've looked like over the last 3 weeks. They haven't reached their ceiling. They haven't reached their high water mark where you say, listen, this is the best they can be. They can't even be any better than what we've seen. They actually can be better than what they've shown us yesterday and in the weeks prior to yesterday. That's the good thing. And that's where they're trending and working towards. And as I look at the rest of the schedule, there are no guaranteed wins here. Eagles still got a lot of work to do. I'm just saying, my sort of dare to dream, suspend all sort of disbeliefs, I can now start thinking about that again. They got a long way to go to get there, but I can at least start to at least think about that. Think about that. And though, when you have those type of lofty goals, it makes the season that much more exciting and that much more fun as we move forward. We got a lot of football left to play. 5-2 right now with a chance to be 6-2 next week. If they take care of business Sunday, it won't be an easy game against a dangerous, wounded Jacksonville Jaguar team. But we got a good football team here. Got a good football team here. Got a good football team here. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. We got a good football team here. We got a good football team here. Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Before I pass the mic to you two.
Yeah.
Because we'll heap a lot of praise on Jalen, QB1. Whoo! I saw when he showed up to the game yesterday, I knew it then.
He's in a suit.
Oh, dude, he had
all
that
business.
Suit
business
on
trip.
Yesterday.
Business
nice.
Trip.
Looked nice.
That's
yesterday.
What we wore to New York.
Looked good. Devontae Smith's outfit. A little bit of Bobby Brown 1992. I could have dealt without that, but he showed up yesterday on the field.
He did.
We're going to give players a lot of credit today. We'll even give coaches credit today, like Vic Fangio and the young defense. Oh, Kellen Moore under center.
But what about the other coach? Oh,
that's where I want to make sure I point it out.
Yeah.
The head coach.
But he didn't do anything yesterday,
Oh, no, the head coach. He didn't do anything yesterday. You know what he's done since the bye week? He's gotten his team refocused and on the same page. And they're playing complementary football. And they're pulling all in the same direction. He and the quarterback on the same page. He and his offensive coordinator on the same page. Defensive coordinator, same page. Everybody's pulling in the same direction, being led by Nick Sirianni. I want to make sure I point that out in my opening monologue. Nick Sirianni leading the charge. Leading the charge. Because a lot of what happened, Spike, isn't about what just happens on the field. It's about what happens off the field. The stuff that we can't see. The stuff that these players continue to tell us why they respect and love playing for this guy for. Give him his credit. He has his team at 5-2 right now. Floor is yours.
So that was an excellent win yesterday. I mean, against a good team, regardless of what the record is,
mm-hmm.
a good team on the road, a team that needed the game in a real way at 3-4, the
yep.
Bengals.
And they, let's at not, home.
At home. And let's not forget, the Eagles were underdogs yesterday as well. And I, too, would have taken, when it was 10-10, I was like, well, maybe we can squeak out a 21-19
Man.
Victory here or something.
Hopefully.
But from an offensive performance, they got a great performance out of the offensive line, who continues to, no matter who's actually lining up there, continues to be a strength of the team year in, year out, game in, game out.
Stoutland U.
But most importantly, they got one of the best performances I've seen in Jalen Hurts' career, honestly. Definitely the best performance of this year. And I know he's had a lot of great games, but in this game, he showed growth. And you mentioned Nick and Jalen. And Nick and Jalen, I think, at the bye, both faced, and specifically for Nick after the bye, faced a period of discomfort. And the only way that you can get better and the only way that you can get great is to put yourself in uncomfortable positions and be honest with yourself about what your weaknesses are and what you need to work on. And I think the week of criticism that Nick Sirianni faced was a good moment for him to assess who he was and where he was and who he needed to be moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he didn't need to be fired up, but he needed to focus that energy in the right situation. He needed to look at himself and say, here's what I'm good at, here's what I'm not good at, and I need to face those things and overcome them and be great at the things I need to be great at for this team to be as good as I want them to be, mm-hmm. right? He faced that.
Yep.
And then Jalen Hurts yesterday, you know, he was under center 20-some times.
Mm.
He threw the ball over the middle 6 times. I believe he was 6 of 6 throwing the ball over the middle.
Mm.
And finally, I think Jalen also got to a point, and maybe it's because he has a new voice in there, maybe it's because he has Kellen Moore in there, or maybe it's because he actually looked at himself and said, hey, this way that we're doing things might have been good enough 2 years ago, but isn't good enough this year. And I was hoping that the offense we saw against Cleveland, the offense we saw against the Giants specifically, was a baseline to build on. Wasn't the future. Wasn't this is exactly how we're going to do things. Can't win with the quarterback throwing the ball 14 times, right? Mm-hmm. But this is a base that we can build on. And what I saw from Jalen Hurts yesterday, for the first time this year, I saw a quarterback that I thought to myself, okay, we can win with him playing this way. We can win with him playing this way. He was decisive. He was, you know, when he ran with the ball, he decided very quickly to run with the ball. He threw routes where he led receivers in a different way than I've seen him do. He made decisions more quickly, and he did not put, aside from one iffy pass to Kenny Gainwell, didn't put the ball in harm's way. Look, the defense was fantastic again.
It's getting better, man. It's getting better each week.
Getting better every week, and I thought better in a different way. It's not like they were hitting Joe Burrow left and right, but they still managed to keep that team.
They kept the explosive play, plays down.
And I just think everybody from the coaches to the players deserve a lot of credit for digging deep and saving the season. And last thing is last year, what happened was they hit trouble and they didn't know what to do when they hit trouble. Mm-hmm. And this year, though it wasn't as extreme, they were certainly...
They hit trouble early.
They hit trouble.
Yep.
They were lost in a lot of ways. And instead of splintering apart and pointing fingers, and maybe it was good the Sirianni thing happened when it happened to sort of, you know, band them together, who knows, whatever it is. But they were faced with a difficult situation, and they came together and got better.
Yep.
And acknowledged, even guys like Bryce Huff are getting better. These things are happening. Nolan Smith is getting better.
Yep.
These guys are getting better instead of falling apart. And this really felt like a season that was on the brink, honestly, going into the Giants game. They lose that game. I don't know what happens with the rest of the season. But not only do they win it, they won it convincingly. They went into Cincinnati. They won that convincingly. And for now, I'm not where you are. I'm not Super Bowl team. I need to see repeats of this several times. Capable of doing it this week? Absolutely. I'm not they're here, they've arrived, any sorts of things. I do agree that they can get better and those sorts of things, but I need to see this sort. They don't need to win by 20 points every week, but they need complete efforts every week.
They don't need to win by 20 points every week.
Well, I'll take 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now they've won by double digits. That was a criticism for everybody.
Well, sure.
It's winning by double digits. They've done it consecutive weeks.
Sure. And I'll take it. I'll take it. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are now a contender? Do you believe? Are you back in?
Listen.
Yes.
You and my compadre here to the right, you need to hang in there today. It could be a tough day for you two today.
Well, only one.
Well, hold on. I'm here to get back. Just understand that.
What does that mean?
Get back? That's to remind you of what I told you all about this damn team moving forward. Yeah, slow to praise but quick to criticize, you two.
Oh, is this the thing?
I'm just saying.
No, I saw on Twitter all last night.
Have it in. Have it today. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
make sure the praise is as loud as the criticism.
Yeah. Jack.
Shut up. They played well. I'm happy. This is my problem. I came on. I was so excited to be happy. I just want to be happy. And I was like, well, they've been mostly bad. for...
Oh, mostly bad?
They've been mostly bad since the Buffalo game.
Oh,
like,
God.
That's why yesterday was so massive. Like, beating the Giants, you should. That's awesome. I'm glad they put together a full game.
Yeah.
That was a real win yesterday. That was awesome.
Okay.
That was what I...
Hey, add Joe Burrow to the list.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh,
to the list of top 10 quarterbacks that Jalen Hurts has gone head-to-head with and
top
defeated.
Five.
Top five. Ooh, that's right. Top five quarterback.
Easily top five.
Top five quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's impressive for the 15th best quarterback in the league to be top five QB.
I'm just saying, all the guys he went against, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen. Jordan Love.
Tua, Dak, Jordan Love, all these
Zach
guys.
Zach Wilson.
I'm just saying, all these guys he's gone against, he's beaten. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
All I'm saying is there only one person on this show, and it wasn't the guy who opened the show with victory. It wasn't Spike.
What do you mean?
It was, hold on. Go ahead.
One
guy felt a run coming, and that was me.
Well, you did say a run was coming.
Felt a run coming.
Yeah. Hold on.
Are you two guys done congratulating yourselves yet today?
I'll let you run with that. It wasn't as if I was opposed to the run.
It wasn't,
coming.
But
no, you jumped out there.
I
you
felt it
said
in my bones.
You said it first. I know
this football team.
I piggybacked off of it and agreed
just
with you,
like the standing
I?
O.
And let it be known that two of the three of us are concerned with who's right, and one of us is only concerned with being honest.
Listen, Spike. Some days,
gotta check the scoreboard.
Some days. You have days like today.
Okay.
And I don't get many days like this.
Okay.
I don't get many days like this where I need to revel in.
They've been in two Super Bowls in 6 years.
I'm just saying, being right.
Okay.
Being right as much as I'm right about this team.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm glad to see everybody on board again.
Yes. That felt like 22 yesterday. That felt like 2022.
All right. That's all. Let me have it.
Well, I was right about him being under center. 215-592-9494.
Right about that.
215-592-9494.
The Eagles listened to that.
Yeah.
Now that we stopped patting each other on the back.
Yeah. The first 15 minutes. I mean, here's what we were right about.
Yeah, suck it.
Okay, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What I tell y'all?
Tell him, Corey.
I'm already turning.
Everybody was scared of the Bengals. I ain't even trying to be blasphemous. Listen, I'm a religious guy. But listen, he may not come. See, all y'all wanting to do stuff when he didn't need to. He said, watch this. I told y'all on Friday. I said, Michael Jordan, he's back. Did I tell y'all that?
I had
conversations. I knew it was coming. Joe Burrow, top five. He was on the sideline shaking. I was there. He was walking in. He was like, why can't I beat this guy? Why can't I be like him? Hey, we was playing with him so much. My boy went out there with mismatched shoes on. He said, why can't I do? I don't need matching shoes on to show y'all what I'm about to do. Hey, man, this defense coming together. I need all the Aaron from Mount Airy. You say, oh, I know this on Madden. I do this on Madden. That's why you play Madden, boy. Stick to your stick because you don't know the game like number one do. Spike, I don't want to hear number no 15-ranked quarterback. You better stop. You love passer rating, right? Tell me where he ranked at now. Tell me where QB at right now. I want to know.
I don't know. Where does he rank?
All right, baby. He's top 10, baby.
Oh.
And he could keep climbing. He going to keep climbing. 15th ranked. You can miss me with the A. Everybody wanted to fire the coach. Oh, he can't coach. This guy, that guy, this guy got to go. Hey, man, ever since all that crap, my coach, what is he, 5-2? And I'm a keep saying it. We want Saquon Barkley drop away from being 6-1. I'm a keep saying that. Go Birds, baby. We back. Don't predict the Super Bowl, Ike. Remember what
Nope, I didn't.
He said New Orleans in the first 2 minutes.
I did not.
You did.
You go
into a trance.
I just felt like that's where we're headed.
Well, what does that mean?
Man. I didn't predict that's what was happening.
I just want all the calls. Don't hide today. Y'all had a lot of bass in y'all's voice on Friday, Thursday. Oh, he ain't do nothing but the Giants. Show up today. Don't make me
He did. He did.
I know exactly who you are.
He was awesome.
Did you just say, I know exactly who you are?
I know
who do you think you are? I am? Is that what you're doing?
Don't make me have to call y'all out tomorrow.
Call him out, C.
Say names. Say the names.
Call him out.
Aaron from Mount Airy, I need to see you. As OG Wayne said, bobblehead Tom from Abington, I need to see y'all today. Everybody that has disrespect, I don't even know whose show y'all call. Just call our show. and let us know. Say, I'm sorry. That's all we want to hear. Just hang up.
No, no, no. All right, Corey. Sorry,
one person is not going to say sorry. Yeah. It's certainly Spike.
Well, here's the thing. He played great yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
But.
Uh-oh.
Well, no. Let me just throw this out.
Go ahead, Cook.
If he. They played Jacksonville on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So let's say he is 16 of 28 with an interception and a rushing touchdown. They lose.
We don't turn the ball over.
But let's just say he does.
Okay.
Let's just say he does. You can't say, well, that's it. He's a bad quarterback. Right. So he played great yesterday. And I'm not just going to say, okay, now everything that I believed previous to that point is gone. He played great. I acknowledged he played great. He played great in a way that I have not seen this year. And if he continues to play great in that way, they can go a long way. But what I will not concede on is if he plays a bad game, it's just wait for next week. And if he plays a good game, there we go. There we have it. The answer, right. The problem is solved. So that's the only thing I'll say about that. And if you are a Jalen Hurts backer, you should be
celebrating today.
Yes.
With how he
played
yesterday.
I want to make sure people know it's okay.
Yes.
Okay. This is the day we overreact.
Yes.
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 Second best team in the NFC, Spike.
Listen. Argument there to be made. Huh? What are you going to tell me? Green Bay?
I don't know.
They just struggled to beat Houston and Jacksonville in back-to-back weeks, winning by last-second field goals. We beat the Packers.
Yeah.
Who are you going to tell me? Who else?
You know what it is?
Niners.
Niners?
Rams?
Well,
Rams?
The team in our division
Commanders?
Is also 6-2.
Ah, dude. Let me tell you, they should have lost yesterday in Chicago.
There's a couple of games we could have lost, too.
Oh, come on.
You know what it is? I don't think there is.
They also won a game kicking 7 field goals.
I don't think there is a second-best team in the NFC.
Sure it is.
In the NFC, I don't think there is
one.
It has
to be.
I don't think there is one.
You'll put Washington right now. I'm just saying right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Well, right now.
It's okay to say right
well,
now.
Well, no. Right now, I would say Minnesota. I would say Washington.
Oh, I forgot about Minnesota. Yeah.
Two straight losses.
Minnesota, Washington. And they're not there yet, but I would be terrified of playing the Rams.
They got a long way to go, though.
But they're only 3-4. They're a game out of the division.
I'm just saying it's going to be tough for them to get out of their division.
Yeah,
that division
is. For sure.
Here's what I would say, Spike. And here's why. And I know right now I wouldn't have the Eagles necessarily number two right now. I'm kind of foreseeing it, right?
Uh-huh. I would.
The Eagles are the more seasoned bunch of that group.
Yes.
Their quarterback and head coach have gone into the deep waters. They know what it's like to play with those expectations. I'll see if the Redskins, or Commanders, can continue to play under the spotlight when now they become the team on everybody's schedule where you're like, we better come with our best game to beat the Commanders.
Well, by the way, another
Minnesota too.
Another team we didn't even mention that actually beat us this year and won again yesterday is the Falcons. And
the Falcons are sneaky.
Yeah,
they are sneaky
Falcons,
down there.
And Kirk Cousins playing great.
Yeah.
Playing
time.
Well, it's true. And they won
the Falcons
in the link.
Win that division.
They won in the link.
They're good, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think here is the best.
That's a sneaky team. You're right.
The best thing that you could say about the NFC in Eagles perspective is that outside of the Lions, there is no team that has separated themselves
right.
from the pack.
Right.
So the Eagles are, if you consider the Lions the favorite, the Eagles are right there beneath the Lions with the other teams that are competing and absolutely have an opportunity to put themselves in position to be the second best team in the
NFC. I like our weapons over Washington's weapons.
I do, too.
Right?
Except
Minnesota has good weapons. So does Green Bay.
Yeah.
I just can't believe Washington gave out Donovan's number like that. It's disrespectful.
That's Heath Shuler's number, man.
Oh, gave out his number. I thought you meant his phone number.
It's simply a joke.
What did I miss?
It was just a joke.
Yeah.
It was just a joke.
I was
sitting on that
yes.
one for a little bit.
Yeah.
It didn't land. Clearly.
No.
We've seen
that a little bit over the last 24 hours, jokes that don't land.
Yeah, well, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Well, much like the Eagles offense, I don't score in the first segment.
Yeah. You got to warm up.
Oh, yesterday was nonsense. They would have scored.
So are we counting that as a
they scored in the first drive,
I'm
right?
I'm with Elliot. They scored on their first drive.
It was a first drive that looked so much better than every other
now,
first
I will say,
drive they've had this
when
year.
The Bengals scored as fast as they did, I was like, this could be a long day. We had Nolan Smith covering Jamar Chase in the end zone.
It looked like Tampa. It reminded me of the Tampa game. They just moved up. Okay. We got a lot to talk about. Big show.
Big day.
Coach Sirianni, winner.
Winner
speaks at 3:15. We will air that. You'll be able to hear that entire thing right here. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4 o'clock.
Five.
And then the rest is you. Are you back in? Do you fully believe in the Eagles? 215.
I'm back in.
I can tell.
I feel good to be back
in. I can tell.
I'm about eight toes in.
I don't like being half in and half out.
I felt that out of
they
you.
They made it hard for me.
They
those
did.
Those first four games.
Pause.
Yes. I'm back in.
Looks like they did it yesterday as well. All right. We're at Chickies and Pizza South Philly, pre-game, in-game, or post-game. Chickies and Pizza is your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpizza.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.